rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello. It is Sunday. And you are listening to an all-new episode of Center of the Sun. It's season 2, episode 6 of your favorite culture, society, and science podcast. Thank you for listening. Perception. Inception. Have you ever seen that movie Inception by Leonardo DiCaprio? No, me either, because I keep falling asleep during it. I've never finished it, honestly. I don't even know what it's about. But it's always struck me as a very cool movie. But all that twisting and turning, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about and what they're doing stuff in dreams and stuff. But I also think it's probably real. And because Leonardo DiCaprio is bae, I've loved Leonardo DiCaprio since fourth grade. Because I will never forget, I saw my first pair of raw titties. I saw in fourth grade, my childhood. So, long story short, I've always had like a boyfriend. Like my entire life, my best friend actually ended up being... ended up turning gay. So technically I always had a boyfriend, even though we were just friends, but it was always, now that I look back on it, the emotional labor that I was doing at the time indicates to me that it was probably some sort of romantic thing, because everybody falls in love with me. It is what it is. I was adopted, so I'm like, even as a baby, like, everyone falls in love with me. It's just an energy thing. But Perception was introduced to me actually by my best friend's mom, by him, actually, through his mother, because she was so wise. Well, my mom was wise, too. But, you know, anyway, Perception was introduced to me as a child because it was the realization that one's perception was, like, valid, was used as a coping skill. And have you ever heard the expression, your perception is your reality? I mean, I heard that as a kid, but... Oh, in fourth grade, I saw my first pair of titties because I went and saw the Titanic. And no one knew that it had nudity in it. Or my mom didn't know it had nudity in it at the time. So I was sitting in the front row. And we also were sitting in the front row because it was like sold out nearly. And then so I'm like, my little four-year-old tail's like, are those? Oh, okay. Well, I actually don't care. Let's move. Moving along. Leonardo DiCaprio's dying. Aw, save him, Rose. But anyway, your perception is your reality. Have you ever heard that expression? Have you ever realized that you could, like, fake it till you make it? Has anyone ever said that to you? I know gay men do it all the time. It's our gift and our curse. Oh, my God. The being able to, or black people in general, just being able to code switch, being able to will yourself into... you know, will or manifest your own reality. So earlier this week, We talked about borderline personality disorder. And I really just thought it was like the full moon and like Venus in retrograde or whatever the fuck's going on in the space that was causing everybody to freak out. And not just like one day, like for the past like month, people have been odd. And I don't know if I'm different or they're different, but everything has felt like just out of whack. So we had this training at work, and I learned that some people literally live in an alternative, separate reality. And I don't want to be an ableist, so excuse me if I cannot like say the right thing or if I say the wrong thing. But I was astonished to learn that there are very severe and cascading and compounding effects of not coming to terms with one's true self. And over time, and in certain individuals, trauma and the inability to confront one's, say, in my regard, sexuality, that can lead to several mental health consequences. So, borderline personality disorder. Let me Google it. Let me get the real definition, because we talked about it last week. Maybe during one of my sunbursts. Thank you. My spirit was like, get on the airwaves, dude. And I did, and then I regretted it immediately. I tried it for 3 days. Send me your feedback if you'd like to hear more from me. During the week, I try to avoid the news, and I didn't realize that the world was like crashing at the time. So I was like, you know what? I really want to do a sunburst. I want to make sunbursts, or also known as shows that are not on Sunday, and not about science or not about our weekly topic, just me coming on and just basically reporting the news as I see fit. But if you felt those were helpful, send your feedback to host@centersun21.com, or you can tweet me at centersun21 on Twitter. So, borderline personality disorder. What is it? Borderline. I'm using my phone right now. I can't type on it. Oh my gosh. So like I really type on like a keyboard and I can't type on a phone. It pisses me off. It's like pisses me off to no end. Like I spent all that time learning how to type to now touch no buttons anymore. I'm like, this is fucking crazy. Oh, sorry. Being ableist again. The ableism jumped out. Sorry. Anyway, also known as emotionally unstable personality disorder. This is Wikipedia. So I'm just wanna give the real, I guess, a better definition because I just learned about it, so. But it's a long-term pattern of abnormal behavior characterized by unstable relationships with other people, unstable senses of self, unstable emotions. There is often dangerous behavior and self-harm. People may also struggle with the feeling of emptiness and a fear of abandonment. Symptoms may be brought on by seemingly normal events. That is the key. Like, you could be like, oh shit, I got borderline personality disorder. But do seemingly normal events create narratives in your mind that you cannot break from? Like, it's a disorder for real. And the behavior typically begins by early adulthood and occurs across a variety of situations. Substance abuse, depression, and eating disorders are commonly associated with BPD. So BPD's causes are unclear, but seem to involve genetic, brain, and environmental and social factors. It occurs about 5 times more often in a person who has an affected close relative. Adverse life events also may appear to play a role. So say if you're a DL man and then you get HIV, and now you're hiding a lot of things. And then over time, if you get into your 40s and 50s and you have not resolved those negative feelings about yourself, You might have a disorder coming your way, because your brain can't, because our brains are very advanced, but they are also biological, so they can also break, cancer, things of that nature. I personally believe my brain is kind of broken just because of experiences I've had. And it's hard once you get past a certain age, your brain is done growing. So it either reroutes. If you have a traumatic brain injury, it reroutes itself. It tries to fix itself. Otherwise, it just abandons ship. Literally, it'll just turn off that part of the brain and just keep it pushing because it don't got time. It has shit to do. So, for some reason, it got me thinking and about the brain, and it sent me on a quest to understand why so many people have been struggling with interactions just with other people. Like, not even, like, anything specific. Like, what is going on in the world? Like, why are people snapping at me? And then I'm observing people, like, being weird with each other. And I'm like, I don't get it. And I don't have time because I carry a stun gun. And I'm resolved in hurting somebody else to save myself. So anyway, our consciousness, our awareness, our cognition, our ability to critically analyze the world, that can break. And I keep hitting this motherfucking microphone. It's like right in front of my face. But anyway, and I'm an expressive man, so I'm talking with my hands. I need to stop doing that. But not our cognition and stuff, it can break, but not break in the literal sense. More so, think of it more so as veering off in the wrong direction. So I was watching this YouTube video and they gave an analogy of like a pilot. Like apparently a pilot's job is to fly a plane. But what we don't know as passengers or as observers on the ground is that the plane is most times off course. Like not really off course, but if we didn't correct it, it won't fly in a straight line. And that's why there's like autopilot and this and that, because pilots are constantly correcting because the wind and there's, you know, there's shit going on. The earth is moving and we're moving around, you know, so like, of course you have to correct it. So I think of cognition or like a mental disorder as just like veering off in the wrong direction, because even the like least of us, you know, even the most vulnerable people in our population still have a brain and a body and still in like they have cognition. And even if they don't have 100% cognition, there's still cognition. It's still better than every other organism on this planet and probably in this universe from our perspective. So it got me thinking again. And I'm like, oh my God, that's why people practice religions like Christianity. And you know, that call from God, that is a call to course correct. And I'm not talking about white God. I'm sorry, Megyn Kelly. I don't fuck a white Jesus. I don't fuck a white God. Sorry. Like, get the fuck out of here, Megyn Kelly. I'm glad your ass is off TV. I don't understand why you had a show in the first place. Like, I don't understand. Cause I actually watch NBC News. Oh, well, I can tell. Cause they're trying to be, well, NBC News is owned by Comcast. So I'm not surprised. And then MSNBC is being so lit. Like, of course, they want to add a bit of balance. But that's why we're in the situation that we're in. Y'all are giving space to people that shouldn't have space. Anyway, I'm off that shit. We're not even going to touch society. And we're not touching culture today. Because God made us in his image. Or God made us in God's image. Because I don't believe God is white or a man. Therefore, because if he was, then it would be like harder to talk about this. But therefore, God is not only outside of us, God is within us. If we're made in God's image, then mirror, image, inside, you know. So for some reason, as I continued to grow up, my spirituality keeps shifting. And deep down, my ego wants to question everything though. So I read this book in college. It's called A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. It's a very good book. And it gave me kind of perspective on my feelings because I've always known there was more. Do you ever have that feeling? Tweet me at CenterSun21 on Twitter. Do you have feelings? Is God calling you? Hashtag beep beep if God is calling you, or if you have a sense of a higher power. Hashtag beep beep. tweet me at centersun21.com. And for some reason, I've always felt this way. And people be like, oh my God, Deacon House, like, oh, you're going to be a spiritual leader, this and that. I'm like, no, the fuck I'm not. Like, get the fuck out of here. That's what I'm not doing, actually. Thank you for asking. I liked doing bad things with my ratchet things with my friends. So ironically, the only thing that's ever made sense to me is spirituality, intuitively. So as a result, I don't practice Christianity. I don't practice white godery, but I do technically believe that everyone is right. So I kind of still believe. I want to import the tools of science before I make a decision. So that's what we're doing on Center of the Sun. Welcome. But don't tell my mom, because she would probably cry for like 3 weeks. So anyway, literally, why do I say that? Well, follow me. Follow me on this thought experiment, as Albert Einstein would say. So we're not going to touch society and culture this week, because I just blew my own mind thinking about coming up with today's topic. So let's recap last season. On the last season of Center of the Sun, we explore neuroscience with our favorite PhD bae, David Eagleman. He is from, I don't know where he's from, but Google him. He discovered evidence that we know literally nothing about our brains, besides the fact that it is complex as fuck. Like so many things going on, but excuse me, let me take a sip of coffee. He discovered evidence that we know literally nothing about our brain, except for that there's so much more to know. Like, so he just like goes around and talks about how cool the brain is. And during his work, he observed the brain's chemical processes, and he concluded that the brain is locked in both darkness and silence. And we don't realize that because we have eyes, we have ears, we have skin and receptors and stuff. But like, if you think about it, it all goes into like a vein or like a nerve or something. Like all of those signals that we receive from the world go into a nerve, and those nerves feed our brain. And therefore, our brain is just waiting for signals. So it just takes in everything, and it kind of just like collects data and then makes an expression. So it's constantly observing the world, collecting data without your knowledge, interpreting that data through your thoughts and your memories and your thinking, and then you're subsequently creating a response. And have you ever thought about that? Like, have you ever thought about, like, I remember taking psychology in college and being like, learning about memories, or learning about some memories you keep and some you don't, but you're always collecting, you're always recording your ear. Like, even if you're not aware of what you're hearing something. Even if you're not aware of what you're seeing something. Your brain is taking it in, even without your knowledge. And we're just the meat vehicle. We're just the vehicle of this precious organ. And we just express our brain's commands. I think that's pretty cool. But like right now, my brain is expressing my heart's desires. I got up, I made coffee, I did a bunch of stuff, and then I got on the air. And my brain helps me see every human regardless of circumstance. And it allows me to see them as a highly advanced and integral part of our reality. Do you feel like an integral part of reality? So, moving forward to this season, we're hanging out with Albert Einstein's ass. I'm like, oh God, here we go. More boring ass science. But I feel like it's really important. And we're not actually hanging out with Albert Einstein. We're hanging out with Brian Greene, my new science bae. And he wrote a wonderful book called The Elegant Universe. And you can check that book out on my blog, centersun21.com. And it's like $10 on Amazon. I got a link there if you really want to see it. Or if you want to borrow it, I guess I can like mail it to you if you're really feeling like poor or something. But I returned to this book recently because I saw like a documentary like back in high school it was a TV adaptation of this book. I saw this it's a PBS Nova adaptation of this book. It's really well made. It's really cool. Clearly, I was the only one that was paying attention, but Fast forward a few years into my adulthood, my old roommate gave me a copy, a hard copy. Why she had one, I actually, so to this day, I still don't know. And she actually didn't know either, because she was like, oh, you could just have it. Like, I don't even know why I have, you know, like, she was like, oh, you can just have it. It's fine. I never read it. I don't even know where it came from. Like, it was just chilling here. So I was like, okay. And I was reading, I tried to read it on the bus, like, when I was riding the bus at that time. I would, like, read it on the bus and stuff, try to make myself look smart, but it was too hard to get through. So I think I read, like, half of it at the time and then put it down. But I always knew, I always liked Brian Greene. I kept following him. I couldn't finish his book because it was too much. It was like, oh, my God, I never really studied science. I studied business. And Albert Einstein, basically, at the time that I got the book, Albert Einstein hadn't been proven right 100%. So I was like, okay, this is still a theory. Like, let me just, like, put it down, and I'll come back to it. And then, like, years passed. Anyway, fast forward, basically, Einstein was right. All of his theories were right. And he was right when he predicted years and years ago that gravity is like a fabric in space-time. I forget which episode one or two, we talked about how, think of it as like a trampoline. Or if you drop a pebble in water, it creates waves. Like, think that's what gravity is. It's not a force. It's not an invisible, like, hand of God. It's like literally just like a way, it's a more energy. But at the time of Albert Einstein's research, he was wrong. He was technically wrong. Like, everybody was proving him wrong. And they were like, okay, you're just, like, crazy. Like, have a great life. And all this man wanted to know was, what the fuck was light? Why the fuck do we hear thunder 20 minutes after we see lightning? Not really 20 minutes, but, like, why is it so delayed? So at the time, the convention was to explain light as, like, a stream of bullets. A stream of particles, or like a stream of bullet-like particles, little tiny lumps of energy, or strings, string theory, also known as quantum. That's what quantum is, are like little lumps of energy, like the smallest components of our universe flowing. And for instance, like, light is, we used to think it was just a stream of bullet-like particles getting into our eye, hitting the back of our eye, and bouncing off and going back out into the world. And what is absorbed is what we see, or what we perceive. Perception. And at the time, a lot of scientists agreed of the mechanics of this particular quantum, also known as quantum mechanics. And I don't know if you ever heard that term before, but it relied heavily on the notion that some things in the universe, could travel faster than light. And Einstein at the time, he was never convinced that that was true. He was like, nah, bitch, like, nothing travels faster than light. Like, I've proven that, and I'm kind of right, so you can't tell me I'm 100% wrong. But as a result of these discoveries at the time, even though Einstein was wrong, like, we still got nuclear power, we got superconductors, which led to microchips, that led to computers and other shit like that. So we've been happy. We've been sitting like happy clams ever since. We're on our iPhones, like, we don't know nothing about science, but we're using it, bitch. But thankfully, a few years ago, diligence was proven to be a virtue. And prior to new discoveries, we were resolved in thinking that light is both a wave and a particle. A paradox, basically. What the fuck is a paradox? Do you know what a paradox is? Let's see. Can I type on my phone right now? Paradox. Paradox. Para. Oh, God. Hold on. Sorry. Paradox. I can't spell. Paradoxical. Not parafoc. Paradox. God, I fucking hate this. Ooh. And I have a 10S Max. I got the biggest one and I still can't type. My thumbs are just big. But a paradox is a seemingly absurd or self-contradictory statement or proposition that, when investigated or explained, may prove to be well-founded or true. So we just accepted it as just another part of life that we didn't understand and that we were never going to understand, but we're going to get this nuclear power and we're going to live our best life out here. Like, what? So fast forward to today. We know that basically everything is a wave. Think of, so, and okay, so that's hard to conceptualize because we don't see waves. But like, do you see the waves that go into your, that are going into your phone right now so you can listen to me? Like, the sending and receiving of signals, even though we can't see them with our naked eye, are still waves. So, you know, our eyes just don't have those particular sensors. Or are the eyes on the front of our head don't have the sensors. I don't know about the one inside of our head. But think of a lighter, like a, like Lil Wayne. Think of a lighter, strike that lighter or that match. And this one is out. But the red part of the flame requires less power and produces less energy. This means that the part of the flame, that part of that particular flame has a lower frequency, okay? And we can measure that, that's measured. But if you look closely, there's a part of the fire at the bottom nearest to the butane that is blue. Why is that? Because clearly it's closer to the power source, which means it has a higher frequency. And then as the fire continues to burn vertically, it loses energy because it's it doesn't lose. Energy cannot be created or transmuted. It can only be transferred. So it's being transferred to the atoms and the other things in the air. So it's, you know, it's exchanging energy. Think of that as, you know, think of that, like as it goes, like as it gets further from its source, it loses energy. So look at your hand, basically. Imagine that your frequency is so far from its source that you, that we just, our frequencies are just low and dense. And maybe that's intentional, you know, because we can persist in this frequency and we can thrive. But we have also created a reality or a dimension that works for us. And if you think about it, that is how we observed brain function in the first place. Just a bunch of electrical waves jolting around our bodies. And last season, I asked you to ponder the consequences of knowing or of throwing a, sorry, of throwing a toaster into a bathtub. And of course, we all imagine that bad things would happen. And water is such a great conductor of electromagnetic energy or electricity that sometimes, in some cases, it would cause an explosion, it would cause an outage, you know, an outage or whatever. It would cause, you know, some sort of thing would happen. And our bodies, believe it or not, are how much percentage of water that we say all the time? And just because we can't see it with our naked eyes, various forms of energy are flowing through our bodies constantly. And just like a bathtub, you know, if you throw a toaster in a bathtub, you're throwing electromagnetic energy through our highly hydrated bodies, potentially reactions can be caused. Maybe not full-on explosions, but something is going to happen. So what is, why am I saying all this? It's been 27 minutes. Why am I saying all this? What's the bigger picture? So if you follow me on Twitter, for some reason I felt drawn to the Bible last week after seeing all the horrible things happen in the world and seeing this election like really weird gear up and like mass shootings and just like bombs and like weird, weird stuff. So I was drawn to my Bible, my little tattered Bible. That's the only Bible I've had. The only Bible I've bought. I purchased it when I was a teenager. And something told me, always told me to keep it. Like, even though I've sworn off and rejoined and like I have been back and forth with my spirituality. But it's such a good Bible because it's like, it's small. It's, you know, it's just a good Bible. And it's the New Living Translation, which I always preferred as the translation. Because it's just like, it's just easier to read. So I was watching a YouTube video and they were talking about consciousness and faith. And so it got me thinking and made me open my Bible to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And it says, quote, faith is the confidence that we hope for. Clearly, I haven't read the Bible in a long time. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us the reassurance about things we cannot see. Where does faith come from? Well, naturally, you would say it comes from our cognition. It comes from our brain. And our consciousness, of which is a part of that cognition, allows us to hope for things that will actually happen. The Bible verse continues on saying that by faith we understand that the entire universe was formed by God's command, that we now see it did not come from anything that can actually be seen. And I put the actually in there, end quote. So if I truly believe that God is within us and outside of us, and that's my personal belief, that's also in the Bible, but they took it out. King James took it out. By proxy, we may not be able to command an entire universe to manifest, but we could manifest things. I believe that could be true. Like, what if we can manifest like happiness or wealth? Bitch, I gotta stop there. Did I just give myself a sermon? Like, what? Like, oh, I'm over here feeling myself now. But okay, so follow me. So because we're such dense beings, our consciousness feels separate from our biology, with, you know, and good reason. And we feel like, so like, you walk into a room and you feel the vibe of another person. And you're just like, oh, that's a bad vibe. Or that's a good vibe. Like, oh, I want to be here. Or I don't want to be here no more. We know that there's a part of us that's greater than ourselves. Like, it feels separate. But we can't place it most times. Like, most people can't place it because we're taught to not, like, access that part of ourselves. But we oftentimes can't place them because those feelings feel superficial or juxtaposed on to what we can actually feel and touch with real evidence. Like, it feels fake to some people. To me, I don't have the luxury, but what if it was not separate initially? What if our consciousness had the ability to transcend this reality and jump into another dimension? Or what if that's heaven or hell? Ooh, what if we don't need reassurance about things we cannot see? What if we had the ability to manifest our faith or what we hoped for? What if we had the ability to manifest those things would actually happen? Or if we were bad, we would manifest bad things. Oh my God, that's hell. I hypothesize that faith equals the infinite possibilities that exist in the fourth dimension. I said it. I think that's what it is. And that's what heaven is too. Because all of our possible futures technically can be accessed. But how can we do that? So, do you believe in infinity? If you believe in infinity, tweet me, hashtag infinity. At CenteredSun21 on Twitter. But do you hypothesize as well that faith equals the infinite possibilities that exist in the fourth dimension? All our possible futures technically can be accessed. And but how can we do that? We have to align with the God that we feel. We have to align with the source. And I feel like a hippie right now. Oh my God, I'm not a hippie, I promise. But we have to align with our power source. If you don't feel God, and I'm saying God because that's just how I was raised, but if you don't feel God, then find the thing that makes your heart jump, or sends that chill down your spine, or makes you feel real good when you feel terrible. Follow that. Find your light. That is the God inside of you, and you don't have to call it God. You can connect with others, and then you can see the God is outside of you too. If you don't feel like God is inside of you, you can see God in other ways, or you can see the source of people's light in other ways. What do you think? Send your feedback to host@centersun21.com. I personally think that some people are born with the sense that that sense of the world is already activated. And I think that particularly LGBTQ people of color have been given a highway to this enlightenment. That's probably why we're so different. Because we've been forced to duck and dive and do all this extra stuff, but we were forced to think a lot. Like, a lot of people aren't forced to think. And our ability to think and our ability to create and our ability to find ourselves has shifted the world. It's no mistake that every musician, every artist, every, you know, pretty much anybody, I mean, they're not regular people. And most times they're not even straight. The title of this show, Center of the Sun, is essentially a metaphor. And it's a metaphor that my higher self came up with because my conscious brain is like, why the fuck did you choose this title? But it just keeps coming, it keeps ringing true. Because I truly believe that at the center of the culture and creative expression, that's us. We are the center of all of this energy. We are the center of all of this expression that everyone else has. Where did they get it from? They got it from us. And because that's our purpose. I believe that's our purpose. But we also in episode one of season two, I explained to you all that I want this show to be a catalyst through which you can just accept yourself, accept the power that's within you. And I want to do it in a methodical way that makes sense to me. So I have to import the tools of science because I'm so analytical. I can't just take anything off face value. I can't do it. I never have and I never will. That's just not who I am. So that's why I'm trying to put these pieces of spirituality together. How can science, spirituality, culture, society, my crazy ass, how can we live in harmony? Is there harmony? I think there is. And the more I learn about this stuff, the more I'm like, oh, okay, I'm seeing racism might be a manipulation. Classism is a manipulation. Like, these are not divisions that we've created. It feels superficial because when I look and when I get into my headspace, racism, sexism, classism, homophobia, all of those things disappear. They're not real. They're all socially constructed. We are social beings, so we gravitate towards those ideas, but they're not the truth. The truth lives inside of us. So I encourage you to continue seeking the truth inside of you and outside of you. I encourage you to find your light. I encourage you to hope for things that you don't think will ever happen. Hope for them because I hypothesize, let me get my hypothesis back out here. I hypothesize that faith is the total sum of the infinite possibilities that exist in the fourth dimension. Point blank. And it's cool. You know, the infinite possibilities. Okay, so imagine yourself right now. But imagine, okay, on the front of your body is an arrow going forward and the back of your body is an arrow going backwards. And just like follow those two arrows. You ever see that Fidelity commercial with the green arrow and there's like, follow us here. Imagine that, but that's like your timeline of like every constitution or reconstitution of the atoms inside of your body. All the way from Big Bang to Big Bang, because technically it wouldn't. We don't know nothing about space, so I'm just going to say the Big Bang. But from God's creation or the Big Bang, whatever it was, from when you are dust to now to when you're going to be dust again, that all of those possibilities, all of those possible futures for your atoms, that is the fourth dimension. Does that make sense? Because it don't make sense to me, but I'm trying here. We're learning together. I'm a researcher. So if you have any information, I would love to hear it. If you have any interpretations of what I said today, please send your feedback to host@centersun21.com. I want to know what you know, because literally, I think everyone is right. Everyone's right. You have your sense. You have your perception. I want to see what you see. Just like you're seeing what I'm seeing, or you're hearing what I'm seeing, because I barely know what I'm seeing. Anyway, that's it for today's episode. We're not talking about Donald Trump. We're not lowering our energy. He's the lowest form of energy that we have right now on the earth. I mean, the rocks are going to cry out at this point. Because they have higher vibration than Donald Trump's ugly ass. So anyway, thank you for listening. Please visit www.centersun21.com. You can tweet me on @centersun21 on Twitter, or you can send your questions and feedback to host@centersun21.com. This has been episode 6, season 2 of a very interesting season. I appreciate you for listening, and we will see each other next week. Oh, also, if you want to, if you want some more sunbursts, let me know. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember, it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.